Creating Change with Doug Foresta, a show dedicated to creativity and emotional healing. Creating Change on Empower Radio.
EmpowerRadio.com.
Here's your host, Doug Foresta.
Hello and welcome back to Creating Change. This is your host, Doug Foresta. And today I want to talk about this, recording this is the holiday season in December. And I wanted to talk about this idea of using your voice to be a light to others in the world, to be a light to your followers, to illuminate a path. And, I want to first say that I'm not advocating any particular religious belief in this episode, but I want to borrow from some of the great world religions do have as part of the celebration of this time of year, this idea of light and lighting candles and lightness in the dark, which makes sense, right? Because it's a dark time of year. This is really the darkest time of the year. It was just the other day, it was getting to be about dark at about 4:45. I live on the East Coast of the United States, and 4:45 in the afternoon, it's already pretty much pitch black outside. So it would make sense, when it's dark out, that we're looking for light. Now, what does that have to do with voice? What does that have to do with you as an entrepreneur, as someone who is sharing content, as a coach, an author, speaker? Well, it has everything to do with you, because what I was thinking about is this idea that we, our voice and the work that we share can really be a light to and a beacon to others who need the information that we have or need to hear what we have to say. And that doesn't mean that we have to be the guru on the hill. It doesn't mean that we have to have all the answers or that we position ourselves as, follow me and you'll know everything that you need to know. That's not what I'm saying. What I am saying is it's a time of the year where we can look at our content. We can take a step back and we can look at our content and we can look at what we're doing and say, am I sharing content that truly illuminates the path for others who need to hear it? And what's interesting is this could be in any area. I produce podcasts across quite a few different verticals. So I do a dental podcast. I do podcasts. I produce podcasts. These are not podcasts that I'm the host on, but I produce them behind the scenes. Insurance, workforce, so helping job seekers. We do podcasts about resilience, podcasts about spirituality, podcasts about, trying to think of all the ones, psychology, all these different ones, obviously, about voice. And one of the things that remains the same and remains true is that no matter what the topic is, you are serving other people. That content is a form of service. It's a way of serving and helping others. And this idea that your content can help illuminate the way, big or small, I hope that it's an inspiring way to look at content, and hopefully it gives you some ideas. I'm going to give you some tips about how to really use this way of thinking to kind of take your content to the next level. So before we go there, I just want to say that it's interesting. I found this article by the University of Colorado Boulder about the season of light. And they said, it explores the reasons why humans are so fascinated with lighting up our lives during the December holiday season. And, if we look at all the different traditions, and there's the star over Bethlehem, and then there's the Yule log and the sparkling Christmas tree lights, and then there's the lighting of the luminaries in the American Southwest, and then the Hanukkah menorah for those people who celebrate Hanukkah as I do. And there are also many different, many different religions and many different world cultures have this idea of light in the darkness. And I think it's human nature, like I said, that when it's dark out, right? I mean, imagine what the discovery of fire must have been for people. I mean, that was a huge one because it allowed us to operate in the dark. It freed up and opened our world in a whole new way. And likewise, if you look at what's going on in the internet right now, you look at what's going on in the world, we have the opportunity. I mean, there's nothing that you can't know within a few seconds, right? I mean, you can ask Siri, you can ask Alexa, you can Google it. If you need information, there's nothing that you can't find out. But when I talk about being a light, it's more than information, because again, I don't know that people need you for information. Information is something now, we used to talk about being in the information age. I don't think that information is necessarily what we're searching for at this point. I think what we're looking for now is insight, and we're looking for the connection and a relationship between ourselves and other people who've been on the path. You know, we're looking for people to say, yes, you're on the right path. No, you're not on the right path. Here's what you need to do. And we're looking to build a relationship. And I think that's where we can really be that light for our followers. So let's say that, let's start with, you know, okay, so Doug, you know, I'm starting out. I'm not really, I don't have a lot of followers. I don't have a lot of people that are actually listening to my podcasts or watching my videos or reading my blogs. How do I even really have the impact that I want to have? Well, this is a great time of year because I do think that people, as much as you would think people are distracted, it's a time, I said on other podcasts, it's a time when I think people step back and reflect, and they look within, and they may have more time, and they may be more open to exploring things that they just didn't have time to explore during the year. And so it's a good time actually to get on social media and to ask people about whatever the topic it is. You could go into forums where people, like if it's insurance, you could go into insurance forum. If it's a self-help forum, you could go into a self-help forum. If it's a spirituality forum, you could go into a spirituality forum on the internet and ask people, you know, what are their biggest challenges? What are their biggest struggles? And this is, I think, one of the keys, because it's not enough for us to put out content that we want to put out. We've got to put out content that people want us to put out, that addresses the biggest struggles that people are having. Now, if you're a professional who works in the field that you are creating content for, you actually have quite a bit of an advantage, because you probably hear the things that people say to you. You probably hear those over and over and over again. And so you have a really good idea. You're probably pretty tapped into the things that people are actually looking for, and you're pretty tapped into what people's biggest challenges are. And I think even deeper than that, best pieces of advice I ever got about how to create content that really lights people up, as we're to go along with the theme here of this episode, is to address the issues that people are wondering about, but they're not saying aloud. Now, how do you get those? How do you get that? And what do I mean? What I mean is, it's interesting because I teach a class called Technology and Social Work. And one of the things we were talking about is Google searches and how much you can learn from from Google words, what people search. And there are many, many searches for things like, will anyone ever love me? You know, will my life be okay? Will my, you know, spouse leave me? And what these are, I think, what it represents is people's deepest fears that they would not be comfortable sharing with anyone else, that they would not really be comfortable saying aloud, and maybe they wouldn't even say it to their therapist. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't, but they certainly wouldn't say it to their friends. They certainly wouldn't say it when they go out into the world. And so, you know, this idea of that, you know, these are some of the deepest things that we think about and that we worry about as human beings. And if you can tap into that and you can address that and you can say in your content, listen, I want you to know that, you know, you wonder like, will I be okay or am I okay? You are okay. And here's the five reasons why. Or, you know, will I ever find love? Well, here's how to find love, right? Here's, you know, three ways, healthy ways to find love for yourself and others. You are doing such an amazing service in the world because you can potentially touch the hearts of thousands and thousands of people all over the world. Just take podcasting as an example. You know, if you put that podcast out on your website and you put it out on iTunes, you put it out on Empower Radio, and you put it out wherever you put your content out, you may reach someone who is having that exact same issue, right? And being able to hear your voice, or in the case of video, see you, or in a blog, you know, read your words And being able to say, wow, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was struggling with. There is so much power in that. And I don't think that we always appreciate that. I think sometimes we come from a place of saying to ourselves, oh my God, I got to get this done. I have to knock this thing out. I have to, you know, I've got to finish this blog before Wednesday so I can send it to my list. Yes, that's true, right? But it's so much more. I think if we really allow ourselves to make it more, it can be so much more than that, because it can really be transformative. I remember reading this article by a film critic, and he was talking about the difference between movies and films. And he said, you know, movies are made to entertain, and they're pretty much purely entertainment. And the point of a movie is to get you to pay for it and to engage you and take you into another world. And then, you know, hopefully tell your friends, and then they'll go and they'll spend money too. He said, the difference between a movie and a film is that a film, and again, this was his distinction. I don't know if this is true or not, but I liked how he described it. You know, he said, a film is meant to perform brain surgery. You know, he said, the idea of a film is that you are trying to transform the audience in some way, that when they leave after having seen your film, they are different in some way. They are transformed in some way. They are not the same. And, you know, I love this idea of, you know, performing brain surgery. So I would say that with your content as well, you know, that content, right? Good content is transformative. It is the kind of content that we're talking about that kind of lights a path is the kind of content that performs brain surgery. It gets me to look at something in a different way. It gets me to see something in a different way. I mean, that would include music. It would include art. It would include poetry. It would include, you know, any form of expression that seeks to, touch people's hearts in some way it can potentially be transformative. And that's what I think we should aim for. Now, the other piece is, why I say that, I understand that you could be sitting here saying, Doug, that's that's too much pressure. But the nice part is that it really isn't, because when you address people's deepest fears, or when you are vulnerable enough to share your own deepest fears, you know, when you talk about, this is what really bothers me, this is what I'm struggling with, this is, you know, this is what's going on for me, that really can make a difference. You know, I produce a podcast called Boom by Jeff Yalden, and one of the things Jeff does really well is he shares his own struggles. He shares his struggles with mood disorder, and he shares his struggles. He's had struggles with health and weight and things like that. And he's a motivational speaker. And a lot of people might say, well, you know, he needs to be perfect because he's a speaker and he's inspiring others. You know, he can't have any struggles. But really, how inspiring is that, right? Is that really inspiring? Is that really the light? And I guess what I'm saying is that to be a light to others, to have your content be a guide and a transformational, a catalyst for transformation, you don't need to be perfect. And in fact, the opposite. I've talked in other podcasts about vulnerability, but vulnerability is so important. I mean, I couldn't sit here and do these episodes without, you know, being vulnerable with you. And in fact, I mean, one of the things I struggle with most is I consistently put my own content and my own work last, you know, because I'm always helping other people with their voice. And I often say to myself, well, you know, that's the thing I struggle with the most. How the heck can I help other people with it? But on the other hand, I think because I do struggle with it the most, that's why I can understand that struggle. And hopefully I can have some empathy for it and some insight. And, you know, it's funny because when I've taught therapy, I've taught counseling to students, I will say to them that a lot of times when we'll do role plays and things like that, I will tell them, you know, you're trying too hard to fix the problem. You're trying too hard to solve the problem for a person instead of just sitting back and being with them. And, you know, that I think is another important piece of this idea about, you know, light and content, is you don't always have to have, you know, the seven ways to find love this holiday season, right? You could do content about, you know, it's really hard to miss your loved ones at the holiday season. And here's a story about, you know, my own you know, the depths of my own mourning for someone that I lost this holiday season. I want to tell you about it. And what's interesting is that second one, right, where it's not the seven tips, but it's actually, this is what's happening for me, will probably get more response, be more transformational, because people are going to read that and say, that's exactly what I was thinking. That's what I was feeling. Someone else had the courage to put that out there, and somebody cared enough about me that they put it out there. I'll share with you a event that happened to me that made me think about this idea of the power of content. It was many years ago after 9/11, like maybe a couple months after 9/11, I was living in New York. And for some reason, I just was really drawn to Ecclesiastes, you know, which is if you're familiar with it, it's in the it's in the Old Testament, part of the Old Testament. And it's Ecclesiastes says, you know, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And most people are familiar with at least that part. And for some reason, I found it oddly comforting, you know, and it's, but yet it seemed like such a nihilistic text. You know, it says, what's the point in becoming wise? The fate of a wise person and a fool are the same fate. And why do I bother? And, you know, it was interesting because I just thought to myself, I somehow find this very comforting. I find these words very comforting. And yet the person is not saying, you know, they're not talking about the author isn't telling me how to deal with my fears in the world. The author isn't telling me how to overcome all this stuff, right? He's just putting it out there and saying, boy, you know, it's everything is vanity. Everything is, and vanity, by the way, sort of means like it's nothingness, you know. And what I realized was, as I started to kind of think about it some more and reflect, was the beauty of the words themselves, and particularly I'm able to read them in Hebrew. So, you know, the beauty of the words and how it was constructed and the poetry of it in itself was the comfort for me. And what I realized is, had the author really thought that everything was vanity, he would not have taken the time, he or she would not have taken the time to write this, you know, incredible poetic work. you would just stay home and do nothing, right? So it made me realize that what it was a poetic expression of some of what I was feeling at the time, which was like, what's the point in the world? The world is crazy and anything can happen and everything can go away. And I could look back at a text that was thousands of years old and find comfort in that, even though it didn't solve my problem, even though it didn't tell me what to do, but it poetically, artfully, and beautifully shared a truth with me in a way that I couldn't articulate for myself. Does that make sense to you? In other words, you can go beyond, right? Go beyond the seven tips for this and the three tips for that, the sort of mechanical way of creating content, and you can do something. You know, you can share your own truth. You can put something out there. You can listen deeply to others who are struggling with the same issue, and you can put something out there that touches people's lives. And who knows, you know, with the internet now and the cloud, who knows when someone may actually listen and where someone may listen or watch or read what we're putting out there. But by putting it out there, we are putting out that light to others. So a light doesn't have to be having all the answers. The other thing I want to say, just to sort of not set the bar so high that you say to yourself, oh my God, I can never do this, is that, you know, for example, a dental podcast. I do a dental podcast, and in that podcast, the host, who is an experienced dentist, shares tips for younger dentists who are struggling in their own practice, and he gives them the benefit of his experience of having walked before. And it could be something as small as, here's a way to improve your billing, or here's a way to improve your relationship with your patients. And maybe that doesn't seem as exciting as, you know, writing Ecclesiastes, and it might not seem as transformational. But in fact, to someone who maybe just got out of dental school and can listen and have the opportunity to learn from the experience of someone who's been in the field for 35 years, that is transformational. So it's not that we don't share our experiences. It's not that we don't share tips, for example, but the idea is that we don't do it in a mechanical or rote way, but that we really seek, like I was discussing, you know, with the idea of a film, that we really seek to perform brain surgery. We really seek to get people to see things, hopefully, in a way that they hadn't before, and to connect to us in a deeper way. Now, the beautiful thing about this is, you know, if you're able to achieve this, and by the way, I don't think that we can necessarily aim to achieve this. I think we seek to express our own truth, right? We seek to listen for the deep truth of others and express our own truth. And if that resonates for people, then we become leaders. Then we become thought leaders. We can't force this, right? You have to just put it out there and see who it thumps for, who really says, boy, that's me. I don't think that there's an artificial way to force that. You could share content all day long and people may see it and they may like it and they may download it, but that's not necessarily the same thing as engaging deeply, deeply on a soul level with the content that you're putting out. So we can't force that. But when you do that, when you speak from your own truth, right, it does, like I said, something transformational and magical happens. And I think that that's the piece about the light. You know, we just celebrated, or we're in the middle of celebrating, for me, celebrating Hanukkah. And, you know, Hanukkah is this idea of the menorah. There's 8 days, and there is, you put this out in the windowsill. And where I grew up in the Lakewood, New Jersey, you know, if you just drive down the street, you will see in the window just, you know, menorah after menorah after menorah. Of course, this time of the year as well, if you're listening around December, you can also drive by and see Christmas lights everywhere, right? And there's something just really comforting about the idea that there's light in the darkness, right? It's the darkest time of the year, but yet, you know, we're taking the time as human beings. We can light up the darkness, and we can do it in so many amazing creative ways, right? Everything from menorah to, you know, Rudolph the reindeer and whatever other creative type things we do. And I think, like I said, you know, if we can bring that in to think about it in a metaphorical way about our own work, right? How do we use this time of year not only to pull out the lights, to put them out in the front of the house, which I must confess, by the way, I do not have my lights up in front of the house. But I hope that with this podcast and other content that I'm putting out there, to be a light in that other way. And that being a light, that the other thing is, you know, it may sound, you know, egotistical, right? Who am I to be a light? But who are you not to be? You know, as Marianne Williamson says, you know, you do no good by playing small, right? What we fear most is our own greatness, not really. That's the thing that we fear most, is the light within ourselves. But we are all lights, and we can all be lights to one another, because you have a perspective and you have a way of looking at life, and you have information, although, like I said, information isn't the only thing, but your voice, the way that you phrase things, the way that you have experienced life, the struggles that you've had, what you've overcome, all of these things are things that other people all over the world need to hear about, and they need to hear about it from you, right? There's someone who specifically needs to hear it from you, not from Deepak Chopra, not from Oprah, but they need to hear it from you, because you are the one who can put it in just the way that they need. There was a speaker who came to do a keynote. This is one of those stories, you know, it's probably an apocryphal story, but I still like it. There was a speaker who came to do a keynote, and when he finished, someone came up to him, and, you know, there was an audience of thousands, and someone came up to him and said, you know, what you said just touched my soul, and it was just, you described my life exactly, and every challenge that I've had, and everything that you said I just needed to hear. And the speaker said, then you are the one that I came for. We don't need thousands of people. It's great to have thousands of people, but we need to think about the one person who needs to hear what we have to say, and the one person who can be transformed by our work. And let that be the thing that guides you as we move from the holiday season into the new year. Let that be the thing that motivates you, that if there's anything else, you know, we have limited time on this earth, And we think about, what are we going to do? What are we going to spend it on? Spend it on impacting other people around you for the good. Spend it on spreading light and love to those around you who need it most. And realize that your own darkness, the struggles that you've gone through, the challenges that you've experienced in your life, and the things that maybe you think as maybe even most ashamed of, can actually be a light for others, because your ability to get out there and share your experiences turns that darkness into a light in the world. And I want to wish all of you happy holidays if you're listening around this time. If you're not, I want to say go out there and be a light any time of the year. As always, keep creating. The world needs your voice. This is Doug Foresta on Creating Change.